This is Gerald Gillan.
It has been truly sickening to read the reports that show how over two decades money, influence, celebrity and people being starstruck could allow Savile the licence to serially abuse so many people, particularly in our local Buckinghamshire Hospital at Stoke Mandeville. And I really welcome the apology from the Secretary of State and also from our local Chief Executive Officer, Anne Eden, who has given a heartfelt apology and praised the courage of those in coming forward. Can I press the Secretary of State further on mandatory reporting? I think it is exceedingly important that we start that consultation as rapidly as possible. And in the discussions on the Serious Crime Bill, it was obvious that the clause that was put forward was flawed in many ways. When can he start this consultation? When will the terms of reference be available? And will he now undertake to legislate as soon as there are results from that consultation?
I can certainly give that undertaking. We will start the consultation as soon as possible, and if the conclusion is legislation, we will legislate as soon as possible. I hope she does understand, though, there is a great deal of complexity in getting this right. It's very important to talk to victims. It's very important to talk to people who are looking at the evidence of mandatory reporting, which happens in other parts of the world with very mixed results. And most importantly, we want to avoid the unintended consequence of a decision being taken against the interests of a child or vulnerable person because people are following a legalistic process which undermines the proper professional judgment made on the ground.